Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank you guys for joining in on the line today. It is always a privilege and a blessing to be able to get on the line to share what it is that is on the heart of God. And so, again, this is what the name of our show is. His Heart Speaks. Why? Because we are speaking what it is that's on the heart of God, what it is that He's saying to us, His people, in this hour. And it is so imperative that we in tune ourselves with the voice of God, hearing what He is saying in regards to our lives, in regards to our families, in regards to our ministries, in regards to what's happening in the earth, for instance, the election, what's happening in our communities. I mean, now is really the time that we really must be in tune to hear what is on the heart of God. And so we just want to thank God for an opportunity to be before you again today. So we're going to open up in prayer. Father, we thank you again for this time that you have allotted us to share what's on your heart. We thank you for the callers. We thank you for our sponsors. We thank you for those who will come back and listen to the recording. And I pray that they are blessed in a mighty way. Holy Spirit, take control over the airwaves. We bind every sort of distraction or hindrance that may try to come our way as we go forth and complete the assignment that you have given us in this hour. So we'll be mindful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And we thank you for this beautiful, awesome, blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So again, today our topic is what is there to debate? Oftentimes we get into a debate in regards to the Word of God for many different reasons. And, you know, the Lord just dropping in my spirit, you know, saying, could it be pride or perhaps the need to prove ourselves right and others wrong? You know, what did God say? So many times, even now, you know, I noticed that some of us as the people of God, we are, you know, we're in a place of leadership. We always have some kind of debate going on. We're debating about the Word of God. You know, it took me back. The Lord took me to Matthew 4. If you have your Bibles, get your Bibles and kind of follow along with me today. The Lord, again, took me to Matthew 4, and I am reading from the NIV version. And it says in Matthew 4, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. And so the Lord gave me this scripture, and what he was saying to me in my spirit is that when the tempter came to tempt Jesus, Jesus didn't have a debate with him. He clearly spoke the word of God. Because why? Because the word of God is true. It is living. It is proof. It is true. It took me, I started thinking about in Genesis at the fall of man and how when the tempter came, when Satan came to Eve again, and what did he do? He started tempting her and, you know, with the apple and she began to have a conversation with him. Instead of her thinking, what did God say? You know, her eyes got big and, you know, she came to the point of saying, you know, she basically got excited about having wisdom. But you know what? Wisdom can come from different forms, but it may not be the wisdom that God has for us. And so we have to be careful with that. It's the wisdom, it's how we use that wisdom. It said in Genesis 3 and verse 6, it says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, catch that, pleasing to the eye and also desirable, catch that, for gaining wisdom, catch that, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. And so three words stood out at me. Pleasing to the eye, desirable for gaining wisdom. Pleasing to the eye, desirable, and for gaining wisdom. And so those three things stuck out at me because, number one, oftentimes when we're in debate, what are we trying to do? We have to ask ourselves, are we allowing ourselves to get into the debate with the Word of God just to see, just for others to recognize how smart we are? Some of us been through theological school and they went to seminary and all this kind of good stuff. And sometimes we want to, debate the Word of God just to let the other person know, hey, I know what I'm talking about, and you can't tell me this because I know the Word of God, and, all of this kind of stuff. And then it says that the apple was desirable to her. Sometimes we can be at a place of desiring others to see us and to recognize us, how smart we know and how much we know and how many titles we have and how many certificates we have on our wall and how many plaques we have and how many years we've been into ministry. What I am understanding and what I am learning is that even some of us who have, been in ministry for 30 and 40 years, that does not make us who have been in ministry lesser time, less useful to the body of Christ. God elevates whom he chooses to elevate. And so I am really just kind of thrown by, the debate that is going on in this hour. And the first thing we say is, I'm not debating the Word of God, but yet still, you see one person will say one thing, and then the other person will say something, and somebody else will say something else, and before you know it, we're caught up in it. That's what it is. It's a debate. We're beginning to treat the Word of God like a candidate. We're treating it like someone's running for election or something. As if this is a presidential candidate or something. This is not a presidential candidate. This is the Word of God. And so we have got to stop that. We have got to get to that place where we say, this is what the Word of God said. And because of my obedience to God, I'm going to just say it like this. I'm going to put it like this, the way that God will put it. And of course, first we have to make sure that it's coming from a place of purity, coming from a place of wholeness, and not coming from a place of offense or defense, or coming from a place of unforgiveness, or coming from a place of, hurt or, pain and things like that. Because unfortunately, in the time that we're living in, you would notice that some are using the Word of God to make it work for them in their own sense, and not using the Word of God the way it should be used. And so we're misrepresenting the Word of God. Oftentimes we get caught up in how well we know the Word of God. We get caught up in how we can quote the Word of God and how we know the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. And, we get caught up in all of that. But yet still, isn't it amazing how we can know all of that, but yet still it hasn't brought us to a place of humbleness. It hasn't brought us to a place where we feel like we have to sling mud at each other by using the Word of God. That's out of order. And if we are doing that, we need to repent of those things, because the Word of God should bring us to a place of healing. It should bring us to a place of deliverance. It should bring us to a place of forgiveness. When we don't forgive other people, what it does is it gives people charge over us. That we're basically in chains. We're basically locked up in our thought process. We're basically locked up in our heart. It's like we're shut down and we don't want to hear anything that anybody else has to say. We just want to hear what we have to say. And of course, and then we try to use the Word of God to make ourselves look like that we are right, because we don't want to look at ourselves. And God is wanting us to look at ourselves in this hour. He is wanting us to use the word of God for what it should be used for, in the right manner, in the proper content. And so, you know, when we start debating the word of God, what does that do? I notice that with a lot of things that I follow social media, I'm sorry, and you guys know that I follow social media. I'm also on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Google+. I'm on LinkedIn. You know, I'm on there, and you know, I see a lot of things going on different posts. But I would not respond to it. Why? Because I don't want to get caught up in things like that. Why? Because there is so much that is going on in the world that we live in. Don't you know the enemy, the devil, will tempt anyone that he feel like he can tempt? Well, if you're weak in that area or strong in that area, he will use it for his advantage. He knows that you're a debater. Why? Because he's going to allow someone else to put something out there. And then here we come with our holy, most holier than thou selves, adding in our little 2 cents. Before seeking counsel from God, and before you know it, someone responds to that, and then someone else responds to that, and then what we do, we go back and we respond ourselves, and then before you know it, what is it? It's a debate. We're going back and forth. We're not speaking what the word of God should tell us to speak. So, you know, if it's a situation like that and someone says something, you know, and you respond to that, you speak whatever God told you to speak and then leave it at that. I'm not going to come back and go round for round with you. This is not a boxing match. You know, this is we're not going to round three. You know, we're going to cut that thing off, because what happens is it opens up a door for everybody else to tune in, for everybody else to jump in. And before you know it, it is a debate. And we have got to be careful of those things. We don't have time. Time is so short. Tomorrow is not promised. And while we're wasting time on debating the word of God, you know, we need to be at that point where we can speak the word of God and know that, you know, the way that God has intended it to be spoken. Let me put that there. The way that God has intended it to be spoken. Because, again, as I said earlier, what happens is, we're using, some of us are using the word of God to make it work for us, instead of not using the word of God the way that it was intended to be used. You know, we're using the word of God to throw mud, to sling mud, to throw dirt at other people, instead of being accountable for our own actions, instead of being accountable for our own disobedience, instead of being accountable for our own rebellion. We're turning the word of God to point the finger at someone else when it should be pointed at ourselves. And we open up ourselves because, you know, someone will hear that and not know the particulars of that situation, and then they begin to add in their 2 cents. That's what I'm going to call it, because that's what it is, their 2 cents. And then before you know it, it's a debate. We're going back and forth. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." And so with that said, you know, when we're speaking the word of God, what is it that's really in our hearts? When we're having conversations in regards to the word of God, what is it that's in our hearts? We have to think about it. You know, when we're having conversations, when there's some kind of dispute or when there's some kind of situations that's going on, we need to use the word of God. We need to bring the word of God to the table, and that's what we base the situation or the circumstances on, the word of God. We can't take anything away from it. We can't add anything to it. We base it on the word of God, and then we also have to look at ourselves. What kind of place is that coming from? Is that coming from a place of unforgiveness? Is that coming from a place of hurt? Is that coming from a place of disappointment? Is that coming from a place of pain? We have to check ourselves first, and as I always share with you guys every Monday, we always have to check ourselves first. We always have to keep ourselves in check first. We always have to allow the Holy Spirit to deal with us and deal with what's going on with us before we can be at that place, so we won't find ourselves at that place of pointing fingers at other people to hurt them, using the word of God out of context, or to basically, you know, it's this little thing that I hear sometimes a lot, it's the inside joke. And yeah, some of that, you know, I know, you know, when we say the inside joke thing, yeah, some of that may be cool, and some of that may be pure, and some of that may be, you know, it may be really an inside joke, but everybody is not using that phrase, inside joke. right, because some people are using that inside joke to throw mud or to sling mud at someone else or to put someone else on blast, but they're doing it undercover. You know, we have to be careful about the things that we release. We have to be careful about the things that we say. You understand what I'm saying? We have to be careful about a lot of things because as we, as leaders, as we're going forth in this hour that we're living in, God is going to hold us leaders even more accountable for the things that we've done and the things that we have not done. The same way with churches. You know, most of the time, what are we doing? We're, you know, not all of us, but some of us are so busy bashing the people who are not going to church. And my question is, why aren't the people going to church? You know, let's ask ourselves that. Why aren't the people going to the church? Is it because we're not evangelizing? Is it because, you know, some of us that's in the church are judgmental? Is it because that there's some unforgiveness in the church and the people that used to go refuse to go back? And again, that goes both ways. Each person has to be accountable for their actions. Each person has to be accountable for their behavior and the words that were spoken or not spoken directly to them, but spoken in regards to them. I hope you catch that. And so in other words, you know, you guys know how those side conversations take place. And, you know, I've had people who really act as though they don't really like me. Their attitudes towards me are kind of funny. They're not very heartwarming or heart welcoming to me, and I don't understand why. But you know, I'm like this. You know, I check myself first to see is there something that I did or something that I said that may have brought this on. You know, listen. We can't allow these things to keep us from doing the things that God has called us to do. That's why it's so important to stay focused in this hour. It's so important not to get caught up in these debates that is running around rapidly. Don't you know a debate, when you allow yourself to go into a debate about the word of God, we're doing just what the enemy wants us to do. He's distracting us. I shared with one of the groups that I teach some weeks ago about the distractions and how they come in different forms. They come in different forms of a what, they come in different forms of a who, and they come in different forms of an I. You understand what I'm saying? We can be our own distractions when we allow ourselves to get pulled into these debates. I mean, we could be praying for someone, or we can be in the Word of God, studying the Word of God. We could be just spending time in the presence of the Lord instead of getting caught up in these debates. And so when you see it, you know, it's really, you know, you really have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, because God will tell you what to put your mouth on, and he will tell you what not to put your mouth on. And it's really up to us whether we be obedient or not, because, listen, whatever we do, there's always consequences. You know, there's always repercussions, to what we do and what we do not do. There's always something to that. And so we have to be careful about the doors that we open. Let's use the presidential candidates, for example. You know, many times there's a lot that you see that we see, and we can easily put our mouth on it, or we can continue praying. You know, if we're going to put our mouth on something, we need to make sure that it's not making us look bad as leaders, because we should be at a time of prayer, praying, you know, that the will of God be done in this hour. Some people are just making crazy jokes, and, you know, hey, it's like working out your own salvation. Hey, you're going to have to work out your own deliverance. You're going to have to work out your own forgiveness, you know, by taking that thing to God. But we have to be careful what we put our mouths on. Instead of putting our mouths out on things in a negative way, we need to be praying and asking God for wisdom. We need to be praying and asking God for strategies. We need to be praying and asking God, how do we go about this thing? You know, if a group of us would continue to get together and pray and ask God, you know, how do we look at this thing? How do we view this thing? Then he would give us strategies. But for us to just pop into a conversation and it gets to a just big thrown, blown out debate about what we think. You know, if you see, comes back to that, what we think. Well, what we think, is our thinking a fact or is our thinking an opinion? You know, the word of God is fact. What we're thinking, you know, from our point of view, we're usually thinking from our heart, you know, and that becomes an opinion. We're all are entitled to an opinion, but that doesn't mean that our opinions are always right, and it doesn't mean that our opinions are always true, and it doesn't mean that our opinions are always good, you know, because we're human. So that means that we really should make sure that whatever we put our mouth on, we've already heard from God. You know, the Holy Spirit will tell us what not to say and what to say and in the manner to say it and how to say it and, you know, things like that. And so that will save us a lot of trouble. That will save us a lot of headache. That will save us a lot of having to go back and say, Lord, forgive me, what was I thinking? And so we have to really be careful with that. We have to watch what we say. We have to keep our words pure. You know, the word of God is active in accomplishing the purposes of God, not to argue it or use scripture by turning it into some sort of candidate or some sort of debate, as I said before. You know, and that's with anything. The word of God is true. We talked about that in Hebrews 4 and 12. We talked about that a few minutes ago. So we need to be mindful of those things that we're putting our mouths on. Don't get caught up in something, you know, that we had no business being caught up in. And I'm not saying you can't speak on certain things. What I'm saying is we don't need to be speaking on everything. Some things need to be handled in prayer. I mean, everything basically needs to be handled in prayer. But some things need to be handled specifically in prayer before we put things out there, so that when it comes back to us, the only response we have is the word of God. Again, when Jesus was in the was being tempted by the devil, he didn't debate the word of God with the devil. He spoke the word of God, and he left it there every time. That I love how that chapter really speaks volumes to me. Every time the devil tempted Jesus, he did not debate the word of God. He did not speak his opinion. He spoke facts. He spoke what God's word is. He spoke the living, the true, the breathing word of God, what he know is to be true. He didn't add anything to the word of God, and he didn't take it away. He just spoke it the way it is. Why? Because he was looking to do the Father's will. And he know he didn't have time for that, the devil and all of his distractions, because that's what it was, his distractions. His temptations was to distract Jesus, to keep him from completing his assignment. So how many times have we allowed ourselves to be in that situation? And so remember, distractions doesn't just come in the form that we think it comes in, you know. Well, it comes in many different forms, and we have to be armed and ready. We have to be on our post. We have to be, we're the gatekeepers. We need to be at the gate at all times, not sleeping, not just chilling out and not, you know, with our weapons laid down. No, we have to be on our post. We have to be at the gate and with our mind focused on the things of God, saying, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done, God, and speaking the word of God for what it is. And when people come to us and want to debate about something, hey, we speak the word of God and nothing more and nothing less. You know, sometimes when we're speaking the word of God, most people don't hear it, and they always want to have, but there's a but. No, there is no but. The word of God is clear. The word of God is true. The word of God is fact. And so when we know that the word of God is true and it's clear and it's fact, it's our blueprint to life. It's how we should be living. And so when people come to us wanting to lure us into that debate or even start a debate with us, I've had people do that to me. I've had, you know, do that with me. And, you know, back some years ago, I would have done that. But now I declare the word of God. I speak the word of God. Whatever he says, this is what it is. You know, I'm not going to sit there and argue with you, and neither should you. We are not called to argue the word of God. We don't need to defend the word of God. We just need to speak the word of God. The word of God can defend itself. Why? Because he is the great I am. He is the written and spoken word. And he is the bread of life. He is the living word. He is the true. He is the great I am. And his word, only his word is true. Not what we think, not what we say, not what we want to debate, not what we want to argue, but only his word is the living and true word. And so I want to remind you that as we continue out this week, this month, this year, let's not get caught up in these debates that's going on. Because remember, some things are set a trap just to have you fall. Some things are set a trap just to pull at you and nug at you, just to rub you the wrong way. Guard yourself, guard your mind, guard your spirit. And my God, please guard your mouth. Yes, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we want to speak life, and we want to be obedient to God. And so I want to thank you, God, for joining in on the line today. I am so blessed to be able to share what's on the heart of God. Again, we want to thank our sponsors, the Glow Network. We want to thank them for sponsoring us and allowing us to be on the line to share what is on the heart of God. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for those who will be coming behind me to listen to the recording. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. I pray, Father God, for peace. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for our president and his family. We pray for the candidates, Lord God. We pray that your will be done in this hour, Father God. Father God, show us what to speak, when to speak, how to speak. Speak it in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will smile on us, Father, in the name of Jesus, being pleased with what it is that you have called us to do, Father. We thank you, Father God. We pray for souls in this hour, Lord God. I pray for healing and restoration of your people. Father God, I pray for a spirit of unity among your leaders, among the churches, among the communities, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your awesome son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that cleanses, that washes, that makes us whole, that heals and delivers and restores. Father, I pray, Father God, that if there's any unforgiveness in the heart of your people, Lord God, I pray that their hearts is turned around, Father God. Bring us to a place of repentance, true repentance, so that we can live this life, Father God, the way you intended us to do it. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Holy Spirit, we thank you for watching over the airwaves. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speak Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for coming back and listening to the recording. Please feel free to share with others. We give God glory again for this hour and in this time, for he is using us, his children, his sons and daughters, in this season. You guys be blessed, and we'll see you next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a blessed remainder of the day. Bye-bye.